Hollywood figure Will Gluck has directed some sexy, visually attractive romantic comedies, like Friends with Benefits from 2011 and Anyone But You from 2023. We know he's comfortable and confident leading a light-hearted current-day romance. And we know he's comfortable flirting with the sex lives of his gorgeous characters. So why does his latest film, about the sexual adventures of perfectly in-shape white 30-year-olds, feel so timid and bland? My questions about the motivations of the lead characters and the decisions they make in this film kept piling up in my head that I ended up leaving the theater in a seriously bad mood. This new rated-R romantic comedy is One Night Only. Set in the not-too-distant future, all premarital sex is illegal in the United States except for one night each year. So everyone in New York City is filled with excitement and anticipation for this very special night. Men and women are making out everywhere and getting condoms, except for hopeless romantic Allie and recently dumped Owen. This man and woman cross paths multiple times in one night as their potential hookups with strangers lead them to a police station, a private party, a bodega, and a hospital. As their paths keep crossing, Allie and Owen slowly realize they're meant to be together. Do you know why? Because they both don't care about having sex this one night of the year. They only care about finding that special emotional connection. First of all, let me say I think the premise of One Night Only is interesting. While watching the first 15 minutes of this, I was on board and entertained, even though I know many other critics online do not like this idea of criminalized sex. What frustrates me about this film is it wants to be a bold sex comedy like The 40-Year-Old Virgin from 2005 or Superbad from 2007, but it's too ambivalent or modest to really go there. This ambivalence is the downfall of One Night Only. There's no tension or increasing pressure in this story. Never mind, there's a strict nationwide deadline to get a piece of action. The sexual frankness appears a bit in the dialogue, but it's inconsistent. The chemistry between the two leads, played by Monica Barbaro and Callum Turner, is charming and cute in some moments, but is also inconsistent. So much potential to look at the sex lives of young singles honestly, is squandered in this for the sake of expected romantic comedy tropes. One Night Only is like the violent crime drama The Purge meets the 1997 romance film Till There Was You. So many straight white couples are in every scene of this film, I started thinking, do gay people or racially diverse people even exist in this version of New York City? But three gay couples are given approximately 2 seconds each to show their kisses. What a miraculous stride forward for inclusion here. The screenwriter for this is a hetero man named Travis Braun. His previous writing credits are only for children's animated TV shows like Popstruction and Vampirina, some of which have played under the branding Holy Grail of Disney. Maybe this screenwriter's previous work crept too much into One Night Only, making it too much of a juvenile skipping trip, even though it has some of the makings to be a more exciting marathon. For Flicks at 48, I'm KCT Allen.